Hi guys! Finally AMA. I know, it's taken some time, but we're here. Part one. Because I don't know how rambly I'm gonna get, so might have to cut this up. So, we have some music in the background because my words so difficult. My house can be very loud, slamming doors, shrieking, barking dogs, bearing in mind that it's almost 11 o'clock on a Sunday night, so it's a nice Sunday music for me to ramble over and maybe get distracted by. How was your weekend? Did you have a very lazy weekend or were you really busy? I don't know what it is about weekends, but there's never ever enough time. You start off with a list of all the shit you have to do, and then it's Sunday night and you've done none of it. Hence me doing my washing. I'm organized. Not really. Alright, so questions. I'm not going to answer all of them in this post. I'm going to wave my arms around trying to think of the words. I'm going to do a second part, but I'm going to try and get a lot of them done. So, one. That's a glass. Okay. One. Any chance you'll re-upload some of the older stuff and file it under your index post? Old recordings need love too. I am doing, but I'm not specifically, that's a word, marking them as being old, but I think some people realise that there is stuff they've heard before, but yeah, so that's happening. I'm going to be recording more new stuff. I've been a bit slack on that. I'll be honest, I've been having a bit of a audio block. As always happens when I return, like some Scooby-Doo villain, aha! I'm not dead! There's a lot of abuse, a lot of negativity, nastiness, all that jazz. And work has been a bit of a bitch recently. I've had some personal shit going on, so it's kind of created a perfect storm, which is really against recording audio. But yeah, I'm kind of shaking that off. I'm not gonna let it get me down. So yes, there is a good chance of me uploading old stuff. I'm already doing it. Told you it was going to be rambly. Okay. Question three, I'm skipping two for tomorrow. You talk a lot about your tea. Being English, how do you take yours? Preferred type or brand? Do you go to a specific shop for loose tea or whatever is it? Yeah, or just whatever is at the market that is your preferred type? I don't know if they exist in England, but in the US we have a chain tea shop called Tavana. They're kind of expensive, but totally worth it for loose tea. I bought a container of tea from there, and 2 years later it's still fresh enough to make an excellent cuppa. I am a tea whore. I will whore myself out for tea. No. Well, yeah. No. Oh, do we like this song? Yeah, we like this song. It's Slow Down by Mochiba, in case you were wondering. I'm really conscious that I'm messing up my words. And this is something I do a lot. I know I'm avoiding the question. No, I'm not avoiding. I'm just having a little pit stop before I get to the question. I have voice issues with quotation mark bunny ears, and sometimes I have difficulty with words. I'm trying to get more comfortable with it. That is the precise thing that would normally have me trashing lots of recordings and not doing scripts, and now I'm just trying hard to accept that that's part of me, it's part of how I speak, and it's not a bad thing. So yeah, T tea. I am a tea whore. I will pour myself out for tea. There's no particular brand that I like. I will drink stuff in the supermarket. I will drink own label. I will drink ridiculously expensive tea. I spend so much money on tea. I have a tea chest at home and I have a drawer of tea at work. And it's scary. Every time I go to the supermarket, I'll come back with another kind of tea, and there's not a type of tea that I won't drink, apart from what I like to call cat's piss. That's when someone makes a cup of tea with, they pour the hot water in, then they pour the milk in, and then they dip the tea bag in, and then they take the tea bag out, and it's as weak as shit. That is not the cup of tea that I will ever drink. But other than that, I'm really open to it. The most important thing is tea, hot water, then milk. If you put your milk in first, you're a fucking animal. Talking to you, America. I've actually got sweet tea in a can somewhere. Oh, I'm so not organised. Because I still have to do my American candy audio. I kind of got sidetracked. So I've got Arizona, Southern Style, Real Brewed Sweet Tea. See, it worries me that they say real brewed. Like, it's tea, what else would it be? What's in this? A premium, okay, it's always worrying when they have to tell you it's premium. Brewed blend of black teas using filtered water, high fructose corn syrup. Okay, let me give you a little hint here. Premium and corn syrup don't really go together, so no. Natural flavour. You know what? We're gonna try this since I'm talking about tea. So, iced tea. I drink iced tea as well. When I went to Turkey, I was in heaven because there was everywhere there was apple tea and iced tea, and it was just lovely. And I came back with tea bags. I always do that. I went to Amsterdam and I came back with tea bags. I can actually fit the tea bags in my bag because it was full of sex toys. That's another subject altogether. And I was actually like crushing the tea bag boxes to get them in the bag. Okay, so this 100% natural. Really, that's 100% natural. Okay, American. That tastes like really shitty Lipton's tea with a shit ton of sugar. Yeah, what the fuck is this? That is not what I'll be listening to. What have we got next? So sorry. I get distracted so easily. I like that one. It's very relaxing, very Sunday night. Okay, so Arizona sweet tea. It's drinkable, it's tea. I can definitely taste the tea in there, but it's a bit crap. Going back to my preferred tea, my favourite ever tea is Blood Orange Earl Grey. Blood oranges are my favourite fruit, and Earl Grey is black tea with bergamot and citrus flavourings. Well, citrus flavour, not flavourings. And it just makes it light and zingy, and it's really good first thing in the morning because it really just perks you up, wakes you up. During the day, I will have Earl Grey. Maybe not Blood Orange. I'll tend to go to your normal kind of Earl Grey, bergamot. You know, sometimes Lady Grey, if I'm feeling a bit delicate. As we get later into the day, tea becomes extra strong. I will either buy the extra strong tea bags, or I will leave my tea and brew it for a very long time and I'll take it black. Funny thing about me, for such a tea person, I don't have a preferred way to take my tea. I sometimes take milk, I sometimes take lemon, sometimes take sugar, sometimes take honey. I know you're thinking that's sweet enough, but I know it's true, but I don't take it any particular way. Apart from not like cat piss. I will drink tea in the evenings, not that fussy. That's it really. I always drink tea. I don't think I'll drink this again. It's very, very sweet. I'm not against sweet tea. Great if you've had a shock. It's just, this is sweet without actually having any tea flavour. What is the most important thing when it comes to tea? I think the most important thing is that you find a tea that you can drink. A lot of people can be quite snobbish. I can sometimes be snobbish. But what you have to realise, when it comes to tea, your enjoyment is the most important thing, and the ability to dunk a biscuit as secondary though. If there is a tea that you don't like, don't drink it. And there's nothing wrong with PG Tips or Tetley or anything like this. But don't be afraid to try. I love this song. So, don't be afraid to try different types of tea, even herbal tea. Like, blood orange and cranberry is fantastic. A lot of the green teas that Pukka do are really nice. Clean green has lemon in it. I really do think that citrus and tea goes together very well. I've kind of rambled on. Oh, interesting fact. I had my first cup of tea when I was 2. My mother trained me to be able to boil the kettle when I was 4 so I could make her coffee. So that's pretty much where my addiction started. Okay. Questions. What is your favourite fantasy? Ooh. Now, do you mean fantasy like dragons and knights and wizards? Or do you mean fantasy like something naughty? Is this music too loud? Can you hear me? I'm looking at Audacity and it seems to be picking up my voice, but I might just turn it down a little bit. What was that? Fantasy. We'll do both, shall we? Favourite fantasy, dragons. I have a thing about dragons. I always have. When I was in the infants, sorry, kindergarten. You didn't see how I did just scowl a bit. We did George and the Dragon, and I drew and painted this 6-foot dragon. So dragons have always been a thing for me. So definitely not dragon riders, but sort of adventures, high magic elves, dragons. You know. So something with dragons. A sexy dragon. Okay, that's getting a bit wrong. That's going into like naughty territory, isn't it? So we'll talk. I know you're talking about naughty, so what is my favourite fantasy? I am complex. I like a lot of different things. I like the idea of being swept off my feet and romanced. But I also like the idea of like free use and just being used for someone's pleasure. But then I like the idea of doming someone, making someone admit that they need it. But I think my favourite fantasy is something office-based. Anyone who's listened to any of my recordings knows that I have a massive office kink. And, oh, did I just click? No, I didn't. But I am dancing. Dancing naked as I record my AMA. Underwater love. Okay. Ooh, that tea has left a weird coating on my tongue. Yeah, so something in an office. I like the idea of where to go. I didn't like the dynamic of a secretary slash assistant with a boss. I do like that kind of power dynamic. Because I think that when you have sex, there is a power exchange. And because the secretary is in a professionally submissive position, turning that around during a sexual encounter really just, ooh, it's quite delicious, making the boss admit it. Get down on his knees and, yeah. But honestly, anything kind of office-based, surreptitious, secret, clandestine, you know, an office affair is unbelievably hot. Add some dynamics in there, a bit of compulsion kink. I have a massive compulsion kink. And, okay, I don't know if I can actually explain what it is. It's not straight up domming or submissive. It's kind of being made. And I just got a message. Should we see what it is? Yeah. Since I left my phone on. Oh, I got a new message on Reddit. Oh, someone likes an audio. Someone likes an audio. Sorry, this is what I do. When I get a message, I get all. I still can't believe that people listen and people enjoy and people do stuff. I'm actually blushing now. It's fucking ridiculous. Where was I? Office fantasy. Compulsion kink. Compulsion kink is when you are compelled to do something. It's not against your will, but it's kind of you want someone so much that you can't help it. And I think that is that's my biggest fantasy, but it's not to do with the circumstances, it's not to do with the setting, it's more about that dynamic. You know, feeling such passion that it gets under your skin, that it's like electricity, that you just cannot help but want, and then you just give in. And the other person knows exactly what's happening, that they have that power, but you've come to your knees yourself. So it's kind of like a passive power. And what's the next song gonna be? No, we don't like this song. Let me just skip. This is a semi-random playlist. I would say my biggest fantasy is definitely something that has an element of compulsion in it. And that's just really office friendly. You can definitely get some really good stuff going. So, next question. Oh, this is not helping. What makes you moist? It's the same fucking song. God damn you. Audio. There is a reason why I keep coming back and that I listen so much. I found GWA out of a need for sexy audio, because the audio featured in porn films is just absolutely dire. And it would always break the mood for me, that and when they wore socks. I hate socks in porn. The women would be faking it, the men would be queen bitches or take it whore, and that has a place, but it'll be something sweet and romantic, and suddenly it just devolves into stereotypical 70s porn with terrible audio, and the women go, give it to me, babe! Sounding like, you know, an orgasmic chimpanzee with an American accent. And I just can't deal with that, so I was searching for something. I'm very audio orientated. I would always have music on, the radio on, something in the background no matter what I'm doing. I can deal with several different types of input, but I can't really deal with silence. It's probably my keenest sense, my favourite sense, hearing. And that's why it was so easy for porn to be ruined. I mean, I could be absolutely gagging for it, you know, fucking myself, just dripping wet, and then, it just goes, I just lose it. So I needed something. And I found UWA. And it was a revelation. And I would say that, what was the question? What makes me moist? I would say that that is what makes me moist. And it's not just, you know, full on audio filth. It's the subtleties. You know, that whisper in the ear that makes you shiver and makes you want. So I would say audio makes me moist. And also, thinking about being bad. My mind drifts a lot into naughty places. Just thinking. People walking down the street, you know, what do they do? What do they like? I have a very strange way of getting turned on. If you're turned on, I'm turned on. And I really mean it. If you're not into it, I'm not going to be into it. Even if you are the kind of person who would do something to get someone else off, I don't want to get off unless you're getting off. And I think that's why GWA works for me so well. Because I'm listening to people enjoying themselves and I'm getting aroused by that, and it's like, it's feedback. And it's the same as recording. I like recording and get aroused because I'm creating something that, you know, will affect you, that will make you feel passionate and hot and give you that one. What is your favorite way to tease a man? Not a tease. It's not a tease, it's a promise I always deliver. I like to tease with messages, letting you know exactly what I'm doing, making you wonder if right now I'm touching myself. That's how I like to tease. Also, I like to tease by changing this song because I don't like it. Oh, I like this one. I think that hints are the best way to tease. Although, a little bit of being blatant doesn't hurt. Blatantly touching yourself and feeling that wetness. Letting them know, oh, I wish you were here. Guess what I'm doing? This is a ridiculously sexy song. It's Drink You Sober by Bittersweet. Made a mess of me, and I don't want to clean up. Oh, I should actually try singing this song. Because there's no greater flattery than absolutely ruining a song you like. What's the dumbest joke you know? Why did no one like the lobster? Because he's shellfish! That's bad. That's really bad. But that's pretty dumb. That's the worst. Dumbest. Yeah, that's dumb. What do I like best about myself? Like that I am nice. Does that, is that weird? I think I'm, there's no such thing as being overly nice. I am a nice person and I like that about myself. There's lots of stuff I don't like about myself, and one of those is that I'm so nice, because it makes me too sensitive, and it can get me in trouble. Like, I think I'm just being nice and someone thinks I'm being more than nice, and that can make for very awkward situations. But I'm not going to stop being nice. Yeah. I like that I'm nice and that I make a killer cup of tea. And that I'm a good cook. And that I'm so damn modest. Okay. How did you turn out to be so charming and funny? I'm not charming, and I'm not particularly funny. I think I'm funny, but I have this weird sarcastic sense of humour, which is also really dopey. So I make a lot of dopey jokes, or I'll start telling a joke and then I'll realise that I've forgotten a really important element. Is that endearing? I hope so. And what is that? I'm currently sitting in what is pretty much a cable land. I got a new monitor. Samsung curved monitor. Oh, it's so shiny. And I had to rewire all the cables behind my desk, so it's a little bit awkward. I keep stepping on stuff. I could pick it up, but that's not me. Okay, so how did I turn out to be so charming and funny? Funny, probably because of the BBC. I was exposed to a lot of fantastic comedy from when I was a kid. Charming. Are we talking about the same tart? I don't think I'm charming. I'm nice. Is nice charming? I guess I could say I'm personable at a stretch. I don't know. It's the tea. Tea makes me charming. And that leads into the next question. Is there such a thing as bad tea? No. There is no bad tea, only people who make bad cups of tea. Okay. How much tea have I drank in my lifetime? Ooh, that's... I'm doing the math. So going by each year I've been alive, go by an average of 6 cups a day, minus times where I haven't been able to drink tea. I would say I have drunk a shit ton of tea in my lifetime. There we go. What is your favourite naughty work attire? See, now this is where fantasy unfortunately doesn't live up to reality. Or no, reality doesn't live up to fantasy. Fantasy is always better than reality. I have to look semi-professional at work, so my work attire isn't naughty per se. I mean, underneath, I don't do underwear, so, well, special occasions. So I don't know, I don't think it's particularly sexy, but, you know, pencil skirts and all that. I do rock the sexy librarian look quite a bit with the glasses. But, yeah, I would say think of sexy librarian, pencil skirt, that kind of heels that, you know, you have to, you get that wiggle when you walk, that's probably it. Stockings, stockings are not everyday attire because I have to wear underwear for them and I hate wearing underwear. There you go. Do you ever go commando to work? Next question. Yes, every day, if I can get away with it. Unless I have a meeting or something and I have to wear a bra. Or if it's really hot. Which you would think, if it's hot, why would you wear underwear? Because surely that'd be hotter. Yes, but if you're wearing thin layers, boobs, yeah, that jiggle, that shows. And also nipples, they can be a problem. Okay. Have you masturbated in public transportation? Please describe in detail. Yes, I have. You know, occasionally. How to field this question? I recorded myself doing it. I don't know exactly how I started doing it. Well, obviously I stuck my fingers in places they shouldn't be in public. I have a ridiculously long commute. It's like 2 hours there, 2 hours back. If everything's running, can be way longer. And I think I got bored. And do guys have this? Girls can have this thing, like when you squeeze your thighs together and then squeeze and you can get some nice sensation going. And then I have very sensitive inner thighs and I think I was trailing some fingers up and down and I got lost. Yeah. When I first started, it was very much the covered up with a coat, fingers where no one's looking, between my legs, you know, metro covering, or my handbag. Then I got, I know, I became more proficient in my public masturbation and realised that remote control toys are the shit. They're subtle. Oh, they should be subtle. I've had some which were really quite loud. And that's great when you're in a tunnel, but when you're at the station and the doors are open and there's no actual train sound, that could be really fucking loud. Yeah, but those are definitely the best way to do it. I don't know, it's kind of difficult for a guy to masturbate in public and get away with it. But for a girl, it's fairly easy. With the Wii Vibe, I have one of those. What's the other one? Vibreeze, I've got one of those. Remote control butt plugs. Eggs. You get plausible deniability. I wouldn't say I keep a straight face. I've done it looking in the mirror and I can tell. But there is this kind of willful blindness on the underground and even in public walking down the street. People don't expect you to be doing anything like that. And you get away with it. And the reason you get away with it is people don't expect you to do that. And also, there are some right weird people out there. And people have arguments on the phone. People conduct their whole lives in public on the phone. And that's how I used to record. Well, I still record. I use my phone as I'm having a conversation. People talk dirty in public. People have phone sex in public. People just think that's what you're doing. And you might not realise, but as you go about your day, you do make a lot of noises. Like, you growl, you whimper, you sigh. And on a busy street, or on a train with train sounds, signals, bells, whistles, you can get away with it. And this song is repeating. Have I ever been stupid? Yes, I have taken chances when I shouldn't have. Got carried away, missed my stop way too many times because I was masturbating. I've walked down the street out of my mind on lust and maybe not been as careful as I should have been. Nothing's ever happened, but it's... You can get carried away and get giddy and not realise that you do put yourself in danger. Dangerous situations even. But I wouldn't do it in a place I was unfamiliar. I wouldn't go to a job interview and do it. I might do it on the way back. I think you have to be quite aware of your surroundings. So when I'm on the tube, when I'm on the bus, it's almost like doing a little mini risk assessment. And even in orgies,